Well, everybody, you know, on that play did their job exactly correct, all 11 guys. And luckily it worked out. But it just goes to show when you execute, all 11 guys doing the right thing at the right time with the right amount of energy, good things can happen. And everybody was right on point on that play. And it's something that we don't call very often, don't practice very often, but it's always on the plan every week, and that was the time to use it.
What's, you know, in the 49ers, where we know Montana at sprint right option, what's the name of the play call for that one?
Oh, I don't know if I want to give that one right.
All out blitz?
Yeah, it's max zero.
And so you, how often have you called it this season?
This season? I don't know the exact number, but maybe three.
What did you see from why was that the call?
Just felt like it was the time, you know, based upon the situation and the way things were going.
On replays, it looked like Reed played a pretty big part of it coming up the middle and getting right in.
He did. You know, like I said, he was one of the 11 that were doing their jobs exactly correct, and you know, and we got the desired result. Now, obviously, to get a pick six is, you know, far-fetched, but we had a good down.
What did Tremaine do on that play? Is there a little bit more pressure on him without?
Yeah, he has a hard job on that play. He basically has the receiver by himself, and, you know, he might pick up some help from Navarro. He might not. He doesn't know that. And Navarro did his job and came back out and was there.
Has Tremaine surprised you with the physicality, the way he's tackling and getting after receivers?
No, he's always been a fairly physical player and done well here on special teams when he wasn't playing defense. And like I said before, we always felt he had the ability. He just needed an opportunity, one, and he needed to show it when he got his opportunity. And he's done that.
Have you ever heard his voice?
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
We converse in the meeting rooms.
And what's he like in the meeting room? Is he still learning the game? Does he have a pretty good handle on what he's doing? What's his?
I think it's both. You know, I think he's continually learning. He's still a very young player, young from both an age standpoint and playing standpoint. But yet he's much more comfortable in his job and the minute details of it now than he was last year, than he was 2 months ago. You know, he's grown leaps and bounds.
He's a very aggressive player. It seems like he makes breaks on the ball, obviously, the other night. How do you, as a defensive coordinator, sort of weigh that? He potentially could give up plays as well with that aggression. Do you try to curb it? Do you encourage it? What's your take?
We encourage the guys to play aggressive, you know, within the rules. And don't want guys playing passive. They got to play smart, always keep in mind of the game situation, the down and distance, and, you know, where we're at within each and every game. But you always want your guys playing aggressive, and he has been playing aggressive. And I think that comes with confidence from playing.
Dante got that flag before he sent out Steven Jackson. We heard a lot of noise in the coaching box. Were you one of those people maybe disapproved or thought that shouldn't be a flag?
Well, you saw more replays of it than I did at the time. What did you think?
Well, he wasn't fined.
It what?
He was not fined by the NFL.
Right. So there's your answer.
How do you come away from that game? Big play at the end, but also gave up a lot of yards, a 10-point leads that vanished in the second half. Where are you on that?
Well, we gave up that two long passes, and any time you do that, you're not going to have a good day from a yardage standpoint. And but I thought we, you know, were pretty resilient in the first half. We played well other than that one big play and, you know, did a good job at the end of the half, not allowing them to get more than three when they had the punt return to about our 45, you know, with a good amount of time left. Played well in the third quarter. That kind of backed up our offense when they got going there, we had a couple really good series that got them the ball back quick. And then we gave up the scores in the second half there in the fourth quarter, but found a way to get the job done there after they recovered the onside kick. You know, they're a very good offensive team. They have been all year. They've scored in the mid-20s or more on most of the teams they've played against. And, you know, their record is not indicative of their quality of offensive play, that's for sure.
But they, Palmer throws four interceptions, and they still win in Seattle.
Because their defense played so well. And then offensively, they were able to overcome those interceptions because all but one of them kind of came deep in the end there where they didn't give Seattle field position. Now, the one didn't. You know, one gave Seattle the ball in the three, and the guy missed the field goal. And they were able to run the ball a bunch. You know, they ran the ball around 40 times in that game, which, again, is indicative of the quality of defense Arizona played against Seattle. So they were able to maintain a balance throughout the game.
How much of the offense of the Cardinals has changed with the emergence of Michael Floyd since the Week 6 meeting?
Well, they were improving when last time we played them. You know, they had a couple rough early games, but you could see them improving the week or two before we played them. And they've improved tremendous amount since then, obviously winning 7 of 8 games. And, you know, Floyd's developed, Ellington's developed. They've done a great job with him, using him in a way that highlights his strengths. And, you know, he's really been a big boost to their offense. He's very similar to Darren Sproles, and they've done a good job of using him. You know, it's hard to believe that guy lasted till the 6th round, which is one of the reasons the draft is so intriguing to everybody once it comes around. There are gems like that to be found late in the rounds, and they got one.
Thank you.